Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of June, in the 12th week of Ordinary Time. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. The most important thing for me to do now, as I enter into prayer, is to let go for a moment. To let go of my own concerns, my own worries and fears and reluctance, and let myself be led by God, trusting that God, who loves me, will lead me into life. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
In today's reading, Jesus is teaching his disciples on the mountain, delivering the Sermon on the Mount. The first two sentences relate to how we relate to others. The first, about taking care, and the second, about serving one another. Do not throw your pearls before swine, Jesus instructs his disciples. What gifts from God would you regard as your pearls? Can you recall a time when you shared these with someone and felt they were badly received or even trampled on? Try to recall how this felt. Jesus also teaches, in everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. This is sometimes known as the Golden Rule. Reflect on this, perhaps calling to mind a way in which this teaching of Jesus shapes your own life and the lives of those around you. As you listen to the scripture again, notice which of these instructions you find to be the most challenging.
Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow, and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Our reading today ends with Jesus presenting us with a choice of either the wide gate that leads to destruction or the narrow gate which leads to life. Take a few moments to imagine these two gates and the paths and choices they present. What has most struck you today in this time of prayer? Share your thoughts with the Lord now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.